I want to have one more shiur on the inyan that we were learning, the sugya right before the Mishnah Daf Gimel, the sugya of Eder Sheker Ve'Adati, and the inyan of Rabbi Akiva, of Ein Misham Ma'piyatzmo. The Gemara had five suggestions to understand the meaning of Rabbi Yehuda Merav's statement of Eid Zomei Mishal Ma'fichelko, L'maskonas HaGemara. What he means is that an aid testifies that he and his partner were found to be Zomimin and based in Ploni and based in Uzmachayev the Mammon, and basically he's being Modan Achiyim Mammon. He's Modan Achiyim Mammon. And the Chiddush is, even though Gabi his friend, he's not Neman, because his Hados Bodin can't be Chav to the other guy. Nevertheless, the Chiddush is that he has to pay his share of the Kasha Zaman. That's the Kamash Malon. We didn't have really a good pshat. At some point, we tried to figure out a pshat exactly. In this Havamin, it's not clear exactly why you would think that because he came Mechayev his friend, that his Hodosh shouldn't count for himself. If he's going to say, for example, that he and his friend were Mazik, caused Hezek, and they have to pay together for the Hezek that was incurred. So would you think that he wouldn't have to pay his share based on a Hodah? Why would it be different over here? It's not clear. There are some suggestions, but I'm not comfortable with anything that I saw so far, exactly pshat and havamina. So we have to leave that as a kash, exactly why it's a chidush. But that's the pshat in the Gemara in the Maskana. But before we got to that point, the Gemara had a number of other suggestions. We were focusing on the third of the suggestions on my Rava. What happened until now was, first the Gemara says simply the idea that he has to pay ufichelko, that is, that you require each aid to pay proportionate to what, how many aidim there are, but that's pashut, that's a Mishnah later on. And you can't say it means that if only one aid became a zomim, he has to pay, because halacha is, you need to zoom with shneim. So you wouldn't have to pay at all. So the Yipamar says, Eid Sheker Ve'Adati. What exactly does that mean? Eid Sheker Ve'Adati. And therefore, that's the case of Eid Zomim Shem Fichelko. And the Gemara asks, but what good is it to say, Shayati, Kol Kiminei, you can't be Choser, Umagid. Exactly what's happening here. So we learned Tosfos understanding, and we saw the Ritva and the Ramban understand it very differently. Tosfos understands that the case is that after he's Moda, that he lied, then there was Azama on both Eidim. And the understanding is that the aid that was Moda couldn't have on him Chala Dina Kash Hazamam, Torah Hazama, because Hazama can only be Mechayiv to the extent that there was an Eidus that was still Kayam, that was still valid at the time that the Hazama took effect. Since he was already retracting, he was Moda, so therefore Hazama couldn't be Chala on him. And the Chiddush is that what? That the other aid, who wasn't Moda, and now he's part of the Hazama, the Yeshizum Shneim was fulfilled, because both of them had Hazama on them. That means that there were two Eidim that said that both of them were Imanu HaYisem. And the Chiddush is that the other Eid is Chayev, and he's Chayev Fichelko. That's the way that Tosfos learns the Gemara. We had a lot of discussion here, the ins and outs of Tosfos, in terms of the various, exactly how it plays out, in terms of, on the one hand, it's called Yeshizum Shneim. On the other hand, you can't have Torah Hazama take effect on this aid, but it's still called the Shizu Mishneim. And also from the Sugya of Akhashat Chiyas Hazama that we saw in Bava Kama, that we say over there that it's called Hazama from the very beginning. And here we don't say that idea when it comes to the retraction of Ishek Ahiyadati. And we went into that in depth. We're not going to go over it now. We don't have the time to mechazering it. But that's basically the picture according to Tosfos. The Gemara's kasha would be kok minei, since kimin shehigit shuvin chozel magid. So therefore, habikilo sasadvarav. So basically, nothing has been retracted, and therefore the hazam is chal on both of them, to the degree that it's chal on the other guy, it's chal on him as well. Nothing changed, and therefore, obviously, they both have to pay. And therefore, you can learn this pshat of eid zomim shem fichelko. This is the mahalach of Tosfos. However, the Lashon HaGemara didn't mention that there was a Hazam at all. This is how Tosfos had to put into the Gemara. The Ritva and the Ramban have a different suggestion. Now, before we go over this again, just I'll mention this we didn't do yet, but it's interesting. The Ritva brings, after he brings the Pshat that everybody learns, which is what we're going to speak out, the Ramban and the Ritva, Ritva does bring at the end that pshat that you might have confused with Tosus, but it really isn't either exactly what Tosus says. But just to take note of this, Ritva says that it was a pshat, he quotes Bechabura, something that a group came up with, this pshat. I'm not sure which chabur he means, but it's dumb that they're learning together. Bechabura nema perish acher. That's what he says at the very end of the piece. And he says what the case was. The case is what Tosus says, but it's not what Tosus says exactly. Daha de rava b'shehuz mushneim. Ulachi karli eizomim. Ela sheha'echad mehem omar kodem shehuz mu el sheker hi'adati o hi'adnu. Okay, so far it sounds like the case is like Tosus. That there was a hazama on both Edim, but prior to the hazama on both Edim, one of the Edim was Moda that he said Sheker. The Kama Rava, but here you see why it's not exactly Tosus that we just said. The Kama Rava, Shemeshalim Bahazama, Shezimush Ha'edim Kmo Chaverim. All right, so what's the Kama Rava, Shemeshalim Bahazama, Shezimu Ha'edim Kmo Chaverim. From the Ritva's Mashma, that what is the chiddush? That who's paying like chavera, kmo chavera? But Tosus the pshat is that he's not paying and chavera is paying, and that's the chiddush that chaver doesn't have to pay the whole thing, or that he has to pay something, but he has to pay fichelko, the one that was not moda shei sheker hi'adati, the one who says hi'adati is not paying at all. That's Tosus. The Ritva is being a pshat that works the case to be the same, but the chiddush of mishalim is who's mishalim. The one who is Moda. So notice, it's not the same as Tosus. Uparach Talmuda, da hapshita, da machmas o da asa, when it's batrei dusa, it's a nomesh o tachu lav hazama. In other words, you would have thought, perhaps, that since he was Moda, so hazama is not chal on him, kamash malon, that he has to pay with yichelko, even though he was Moda. Tigmar asks, pshita, that's the case, because kim shehigin. So for the Ritva, the case is the same as Tosfos, but the discussion surrounds not the Mishal Fichelko of the other aid, because this aid is obviously not going to be paying, because he retracted his aidus and his Am is not chal on him, but the chiddush is that the other aid has to pay his chelek based on the hazam of Shneim. For the Ritva, the chiddush is that this aid, even though he was modeh, he still has to pay his share. That the other one has to pay his share, we know. But the fact that this aid, even though he said his reality, still has to pay his share, that's the chidush. And Moses says, what's the chidush? Obviously he does, because nothing changed. Lemay said the Ritva has a kasha on his pshat, which would be the kasha on Tosus pshat, because it's the same case. The kasha li'apirizeh chada milashin bi'omer. Milashin bi'omer sounds like not that. We're talking about this and a hazama. The omer means, this is what it means. Eid Zemeshevichelko means the omer. Which is obviously what the Ritva's Om Pshat is going to mean. That the case of Eid Zemeshevichelko is that he says nothing else, just that alone. That was the hazama, self-hazama. That's the Pshat that the Ritva is going to prefer. But this is working with a hazama as on top of a Eid Sheker reality. So that's not the Lashon HaGemara. Then he has the old, which I don't understand. The old, the havilon lemeimer kol kamine. I don't understand. That's the gears. So kol kamine. So what does he mean to say? Gemara should have said kol kamine. I'm not sure how to read it. Maybe there's a mistake in the gears. I don't know. And the second kasha that Van Pshat, I don't know. L'figach ein lanu ela perisha perishu kol mefarshim. Okay. So now let's go to the other pshat of the sugya. The way that we learned based on the drisha and I think the masha. That was a pshat that Tosus did not discount it in the beginning. That l'chora mashma of Tosus, that dechi omer hachi misham chelko. And Tosus says it can't be such a pshat. What is that pshat? That eitz misham chelko is a self hazama. You mazim yourself. What do you mean? You say, I say it a sheker. The way the Ritva understands it, you say b'lash and hazama. You say, I was not really there. To witness what I said I saw. You're doing azama on yourself. And that's enough to mechayiv you as if it was a hazama. That's the pshat according to the Ritva and according to the Ramban. You imagine yourself. No, what do we do with the Gemara just asked right before this that you need Hazaman Shneim. So how do you work that out? Here you only imagine yourself. So the Ritva says one of two things. Either that when you imagine yourself, it doesn't have that halacha. When Edom imagine, then they have to imagine both of you as the cat. When you do it to yourself, then even an individual can imagine himself. Svar is not clear. That's the first suggestion. Alternatively, the Ritva says, because there was another girsa that he mentioned in the beginning, not Eidah Sheker he added ti, but Eidah Sheker he adnu. So according to his version of what he's telling us, he's telling you that both of them were saying Sheker. So meaning, and both of them were not present to have seen what they testified to. Okay, so this is how he takes care of the Arizum Mishnei. So what's the chidush here? That even though he's not Neman Gavi's friend, he can't be Mazen, you know, even though he says, for example, that we both were not there, but he's not Neman on his friend. But he's Neman Gavi himself that he has to pay according to what he's now saying, he's being Moda, he's being Mazen himself. So what's the pshat? What does all this mean? Again, we explained it. We explained it that it's basically Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin, which becomes the Hazam. In other words, to the extent that Hodas Baldin means we take what you're saying and we accept it, for the bottom one, we accept that version of the story that you're telling us, Binogea yourself. So we accept that which you told us that you are not there. And if you say Yizum Shneim is fulfilled because you're talking about both of you not being there, then we accept Binogea yourself, your liability, your Chiyuv, that both of you are not there. Okay. So that becomes Hodas Baldin, that becomes the Hazama. The Birur that Hazama requires is the Birur that you need for Hodas Baldin. So that becomes the Hazama. What does the Gemara ask? So here was the Ramban and the Ritva parted ways in this particular Nekuda, in how the Gemara is knocking down this Pshat. When the Gemara asks, Kivin Shehigit Shun Chozo Magid. And this is what introduces now for us this element of Garmi. Because L'chaira, what does the Gemara mean to say? You would imagine. But the Gemara asks, Kivin Shehigit Chozo Magid, and therefore, you can't be Mechuyif to pay. And you can't retract. You're not believed. You can't be mazim yourself. You're not, and how can you be mishal fichalka? But the Rishonim pointed out, wait a sec, something's wrong in this cheshbon, because if you're not believed, then the first edus remains intact, and therefore the first edus will go forward. And therefore, Beis Din can actually make the person pay as per your first testimony because you haven't retracted it. In which case, there's a numachayv. What's that called? Chiv of Garmi. If you a goreim hefsid mamon through your edus, that's a chiv of Garmi. It's your mazik through Garmi. In which case, you ask ma'asi wagim bichayv. So Rishon bring in that dimension, which we're soon going to develop a little bit more. So the Rishonim explained, both the Ramban and the Ritva, the Gemara is not dismissing the possibility that there'd be a chiv of Garmi. But the Lashon Gemara was, why are you mechayiv? You're mechayiv because of din kasha zalmim. Eid zalmim mishalim fichalka. That is not correct. Why not? Why couldn't be chayiv mitzad kasha zalmim? So here the Ritva says one thing, the Ramban says something else in Pshat, the Gemara. The Ramban says Pshat, that since the edus is kayam, you can't call it kasha zamam. And the way we understood the Ramban, you can't mechuyev a kasha zamam. Kasha zamam can only be a chiyuv if the edus is now ruined. But if the edus that you're mazim is still an edus and it's still valid, it still counts, then you can't have a chiyuv a kasha zamam. Kasha zamam has to come together with the edus becoming batal. That's how the Ramban understood the kasha. So since Kimishig is a magid, so the first edus is still here. So what kind of a chiyuv of kasha zama? Garmi, okay, that's not what we're talking about. Garmi will get it. That's the Ramban. The Ritva is a different knetch. The Ritva says, what does Gemara mean to ask? Kimishig is a magid. So therefore, since the first edus is totally fine, and Beis Din now is nothing's going to stop the Beis in its tracks from going bimotzi the mammon. So therefore, this becomes in effect de facto kasha us. And of course, this is a bit voshitasa. The Ritva holds that the tour of kasha asa is even said by mama, which is not a machokis vishonu, but that's true or not. The Ritva voshitasa, which we saw earlier, holds that kasha zaman below kasha asa applies by mama. But there's a chiddush here. We would have thought, what's kasha asa by mama? The Beis actually made him pay. He actually paid. He lost the money. The Ritva is machadish here. And it's pshat in the Gemara that kasha zama versus kasha asa is not a function of whether the money was paid or not, but rather, again, by mama that is, kasha zama kasha asa is a function of whether anything as a result of the hazama right now, the matzav is clear that it's not going to end up becoming us. Zaman versus asa means that through the hazama, the first edus is obviously thrown out, and Beis Din is not going to carry out the psak, so it's just the fact that there's a psak din, but it's basically just a virtual psak din that it has no potential to become actualized and implemented. That's called zama. But inasmuch as over here, through the self hazama, since it's kivin shigit shukas omagid, so since the edus is still valid, and therefore it's just a matter of time Beis Din is going to be able to act on it. So that's called kasha asa, and therefore there could be no chiyuv kasha zaman. I gar me, that's a different matter. But as far as the chiyuv over here is concerned, this is not going to be a chiyuv of ezom shalvi chelgo. This is the Ritva. Okay, then the Ritva says the Gemara could have had another kasha that the Gemara didn't ask. Besides asking kim shehiga, the Gemara could have had a more basic question, which is, what kind of hazama is here? Hazama is about two Edom who are mazim, the first Edom, not a person's mazim himself. So you can't get hazama unless you go through the process, the protocol of normal hazama. If you're mevara, that's Edus Sheker through Baharuk Baraglav, it's also not machayev kasha zama. So if you say that you said Edus Sheker and you say because you weren't there, it's not going to be any better. Baharuk Baraglav is perhaps different because it's not like Imanu Hayisem, it's Takhasha and the Edus, and this is different. You're saying I wasn't there, but Lachar, the first saying it's not going to be any worse. Therefore, the more could have asked that Kasha, the more instead asked the Kasha Kim Shehigan. Okay, see, these are the two ways to learn the Gemara. Before we get into the Garmi, that's really what I want to get into now, this whole layer of Garmi, from the Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, and all that. Just to leave one more point, how did Rashi learn? It's an interesting thing. Rashi's so susum here. Rashi doesn't say a word about what the Gemara meant in Shekariyati. He doesn't say Shuv Huzami, doesn't say Matosa says. The only indication of anything in Rashi is his words are Kol Kiminei. So maybe we can medike a little bit in Lashon Rashi. What did Rashi say? Kol Kiminei, B'tmiya, B'chi Yachal Hu Achzebo. Can he be chozer by saying Eshayati v'yipata nidim l'shalem? Maybe there's something here to me, Medak. Do you sense anything about say in your skills of learning Rashi? Maybe be Medak a little bit. What is Rashi saying here that maybe perhaps something of an indication how he learned the Gemara? What does Rashi mention here that maybe wouldn't have been relevant unless he learned a certain way?
That
Rashi says, can you be chozer? And thereby the person we parted milishalim. In other words, that the edus he can be chosen, and the edus will still be machayev him. Why is that nogea? The retraction can't be the nogea that the. Why is the parted milishalim part of the equation here? Gomash according to Tosus that the pshat was that there was hazama afterwards on both. The point is not about the nidon milishalim. It's about whether he's parted milishalim. It's about if you can't be chosen, then hazama is chal on you just like on him. And therefore, of course, you have to pay because you are huzam together with him. Nothing to do with the nidon. Nothing to do with the nidon. The only way that Rashi can make sense, I think, that Gemara's kasha includes that because in a chozel magid, so therefore the person's still gonna have to pay. So that might perhaps go well with the Ritva, maybe with the Rabban also a little bit. Ramban is more of just the Edus is Kayim. I don't know so much the Nidon, but for the Ritva for sure. The point is that since the Nidon is still going to pay, therefore that's a reason why you shouldn't be Chayim. It's that Kasha Zama. Reb Ripa put it, it's because of the it's a kasha asa. The Ramban's pshat was more that it's just the edus is kayim. Maybe it doesn't fit quite as well, but at least a little bit you could explain it. The edus is kayim benugia that he has to pay, so it's still relevant to talk about it. We're talking about the edus being kayim. So what is the discussion? Kayim gavi what? So Rashi says the patar nidon. I can hear in Rashi as well. I think the Aruch HaNer is medayik in Rashi, that he wants like the Ritva, although something that the Aruch HaNer says, I'm not sure what he means exactly. When he quotes the Ritva, he says that when the Gemara says, he's chayiv because of Garmi. That's not what the Ritva says, L'chera. I'm not sure that line in the Aruch HaNer I don't understand, but Pshat in Rashi, he says, is al derech the Ritva. That's L'chera, I understand why he's saying that, because why bring in Yipata Nidim L'Lishalem? Now let's talk about the Garmi issue here and how it plays out in our sugya. So what emerges from the Rishonim, and we'll soon see more inside the Ramban and the Ritva, is that there really are two potential chiyuvim that you can deal with in a scenario like we have here, an Eidus Sheker Hiyadati. Again, at the Maskanas of Gemara, it's not going to be Chayv for Kasha Zaman, but according to that Gemara's possibility, that would be the Chiyuv of Kasha Zaman, Self HaZaman. So you have the potential to Mechayv for Kasha Zaman, for Eidus Sheker Hiyadati. And we also have to consider another possible variable that makes you chayiv, and that is bitzad garmi. Now, hakol modim garmi would only be in a case where there was a hefsid mammon. Right? You caused hefsid mammon through something you did indirectly, but a bari hazeka, let's call it, bari hazeka makes it, according to the Ramban, makes it garmi versus grama. There are different ways to distinguish, but the bari hazeka is certainly a type of factor that could define garmi. So you did something which resulted in a hezek. It wasn't a direct maisa hezek, but it was indirect, but it was a causal relationship. Like the word garmi means, you caused hezek mamo. There's a basis in mechayv. Exactly where does this come from? There's a whole discussion. Is it medina? Is it miknasa? Is it daraisa? Is it drabanan? All kinds of discussions, major discussions. But that example of Garmi could be in the case that we have here, in a case where Eidus Sheker caused Hefsid Mamon on the part of the person that they testified. It's now clear that there's Eidus Sheker and it was Hefsid Mamon, there should be Chayv Medina de Garmi. So now let's go back to our Gemara. I mean, Lemaisa, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva holds that Edim Zomin is Knas. And therefore, Emesh Amal Piyatzmo. So that's what comes out. The Gemara says, if they'll come to Beis Din, now they'll be Moda, that they were Zomim in another Beis Din, which means that they're Chayiv to pay. But it's Knas at this point. It wasn't yet determined that it's a Chayiv. They became Zomim. So that's called Moda B'Knas, according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, the only way it would be Chayiv Mammon is if they say that we will Huzamnu and is Chayavnu Mammon. But short of that, it's Moda B'Knas. Now, in a case where that Sheker, that Hazama, led to Beis Din taking away the money from the person. So there's another grounds to Mechayiv then. It's a Garmi. What's the relationship between these two halachas? In other words, my nafka mina, that Rabbi Akiva says that if you're moda on a chiyav hazama, you're putter because you're moda b'knas. But if you're moda on a chiyav hazama and a letter hafsid mamon, so then you're chayav anyway because of garmi. What the Rishonim seem to be assuming, kedav pashut, is that you're not going to have both. That we'll have to see why that is. But that's between the lines that the Rishonim here. You see, you're not chayiv twice. Rishonim say, in some cases, be chayiv garmi, if there's no chiyuv b'kashkash hazam, there won't be garmi. So what would be the nafka mina? Like, what cases would be one versus the other? So, we're both saying, let me hear from you. What do you think? So, what doesn't always overlap? So my nafka mina from Rabbi Akiva, that you mode the b'knas, but you chayv b'tzad garmi. So what's the obvious distinction?
Could it be a case where
he didn't pay? Kasher Zaman is not Kasher Asa. Kasher Zaman means that it was not us. So that's where the discussion could be. If you're chayv kasher zaman, are you moda b'knas? You're not moda b'knas. You're moda mamon. You're moda knas. But if it led to hotzas mamon, so then you would have a moda. You have you moda. You be moda. If you'd be moda, you'd be chayv because of gami. Would you be chayv mitzad kasher zaman? So first of all, it could be there's no kasher zaman there if you hold kasher asa applies by mamon. So then the only thing to discuss is Gami. And if you hold that Kasha Zaman includes Kasha Asa by Mamun, okay, so in the Chanami, if you said Kasha Zaman, you'd be Pater. Because you're Moda B'Knas, but you'd be Chayim Gami. So where would Rabbi Akiva's din be relevant? If it's not us. Yeah. That's one possibility. If it's not us, if it's us, then you're not going to be chayef for kasher zaman either because us there's no din of kasher zaman that could be according to the Ritva, or even if you are chayef for kasher asa normally by mamon, but if you're moda on a chayef of zaman, which us is the same as zaman by mamon, so then again you're moda b'knas according to Rabbi Akiva, but you wouldn't be mechayef yourself, but could you be chayef because of gamia? So where would the nafka mina be that according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not chayiv mod b'knas, you're not chayiv al piatzmo, if it's not, we're not discussing gami component, right? But there's another thing to consider. Let's look at the Ramban together. It's something very interesting. Two Rambans I want to look at with you. One is before on Teda, and then the one here, Hadam and Akiva Imisham and Apiyach, both two small pieces of Ramban. Maybe three, we'll do the one in between also. It's the whole Tumu with the Rach, but we'll see it. Let's look at the Ramban, the three Rambans. Okay, or on the Sugya, Mamishan, based on the Gemara with Aleph, okay? Teda. So the Gemara has a Raya that Maman Biyad Bailim or Mishalmin, it's a Raya that Rabbi Akiva bases his sheet on the fact that Mam Dabai Mishalman, meaning that it's a chiv to pay, even though the money didn't transfer hands. So there was no hefsid mamon, and yet they're paying, so it must be the knas, yeah? So the Ramban addresses the question, what if Lamaisa, there was a transfer of money? The person that the Bailim had to pay. The Edom al Chayev the Bailim and based and forced him to pay. So what about that case? So Chara there, you wouldn't call. So what are you going to say? There, they wouldn't have to pay because it's not a knas over there. The knas is only that they're paying and there was no hefsid. If there was a hefsid, then it would be different. So the Ramban holds, not that way. The Ramban holds that the chiyuv that exists by mamon, nakash zamam, even applies if it was us. This is one of the Rambans. There's two Rambans that indicate that. So this is one of them. Let's look at the Ramban inside. Lav lemeimra shim shilmu emishalmin. The Gemara should not be understood to mean that the only time that Edom have to pay is when the mammon is biad balav. Because if the mammon was paid out, then it's called kasher asa. Not true. Elo lomar, the Gemara means she'afa bishalo shemu mishalmin. Even if he didn't pay. But if he paid, they also ema mochoyiv. In other words, here the Rabban is on record to hold what? That the rule of kasher zamo kasher asa does not apply to what? To mammon. Oh, so now let's ask the following question. So now, if this that they're chayiv when the person paid, would that also be knas? Would that be mum? After all, the Gemara is supporting the idea that Eden Zom is knas and the fact that they're paying even though there was no loss of money. So the Rabban continues. Zumiyu came at the chilo shimu mishalmin knasa havi la'ola v'lo mishalm apiyat from Rabbi Akiva. In other words, that Rabbi Akiva's rule, because it's a knas. That halacha that it's a knas, and you won't be chai based on your confession, is even in a case where there was a hefsed mamon, and it'd be grounds to mechayev you for kasha zalman, because kasha zalman and kasha asa are the same, and the halacha would be the same. It's called a knas. You're not mechayev. Kolomer. So what would be the naf case? In other words, shim amru, husamnu bebeisdin ein meshalmin af al pi sheshirem al pihen. Listen carefully. Both say, meaning to say that Rabbi Akiva's halacha that's called a knas ein meshalm al piyatsman would even be relevant in a case where what? Where Reuven paid. And what would be nafkamina now? That there'll be moda that they're chayiv to pay hazama money, because the chiv is even in the case of basa. But they won't have to pay based on their confession. They won't have to pay at all, ever. What about what? What about garmi? But the Ramban is saying something interesting. Read it, read on. Kromeshim omru huzamnu bebeiz ni'imisham na'piyashman api shashirim apiyan. Ele im kain Chodu be'emes edus sheker he'adnu devade mishalmin. To lo gara midina d'rami b'donas adin. That's a case of a dayan who made an error in his judgment. That's a din Torah, and he's chayv because of garmi there. Be'kayotzivo. So here the Rabban brings in garmi in the context of if they would say what. Depends how they word it. We'll see more about this in the other Rabban. How do they word their confession? They could word their confession by saying, we were found zolimin. They could word their confession by saying we lied. Rabbi say, what's the difference? If you say you were found zolimin, that means have you conceded that you lied? No, I still think I am MS, but I'm telling you, based on, you know, people came, they framed us. They said that we weren't there. That's a hudah on a chiv of kasha zama. But that is not grounds to mechayef for garmi, Rabban is saying. Garmi would only be, again, it has to be a case of asa, it had to be that they caused hefsed mamon, but it has to be that it's nisbara to us through their hodah that they lied. But if they are holding on to their edus from the perspective of that they say it's emes, but the only thing is they tell us that, yeah, there were edim who amazim us. That's a hodah on the chiyav hazama, but it's not grounds to mechayef gandhi. Therefore, what the Ramban has now told us is that you have a nafkamina in Rabbi Akiva's shita that he says that the chiyav of Eben Zomin is knas, and the Ramban's shita is that chiyav knas is even true in the case of asa, because the Ramban doesn't think that there's a difference between zama and asa by mama. And he has a nafkamina from that Rabbi Kiva's shita is emesham al piyatsman. If the moda and the chiv hazama, which is knas, even by the case of asa, that it's nugea to tell me that they're putter from the chiv kasha zaman and they won't have to pay at all. What about garmi? No, because garmi is only if they say it is sheker he'adn. But here we're saying they only said that we were friends only. We'll say here. Okay, now we're going to do another Ramban. Let's just go Keseder. V'hadak shinan. Rabbi says, so far is it clear? We just said this Ramban. So Ramban is basically saying in this piece, Teda, that the halacha of Rabbi Akiva, that the chiv kasha zamam is a knas, is not just when the person did not pay, like the lashon gemara, mamon bi'abayim v'shalmin. It's just a raya that it's knas, because even that case you have to pay. But the halacha is just as true that they have to pay if the person paid the money. And that chiyuv would also be knas. Now you have to know why, but that's what he's saying for sure. Be knas in all cases. And the nafkamina of Rabbi Akiva would also be relevant in that case. That if they confessed to that hazama, in another basin, let's say, after the person paid, they would be potter. Either should be chayav mishgamina, no, because they didn't say shehati. They just said it was omen. Unless if they say it's shekharati, then the chai because of garmi, in the case where he paid. Yeah.
If they say it is shekharati, are they pater from hazama also?
That's our gemara. That's where our sugya is coming in. Our sugya is discussing that issue from the perspective of Hazama, if you want to talk about a self-Hazama. The Gemara was originally thinking that there's a self-Hazama idea, and the Gemara asks, but you wouldn't have a chiyuv of kasha zamam in a case like this. Why? Because kivin shehigid. So you haven't, it hasn't gotten off the ground. That's the next Ramban. V'hadak shinan, let's read from the Kovitz, okay? V'hadak shinan, kivin shehigid. This is the case of Shekayati in our Gemara. We're doing three Rambans in a row, all on this little sugya, based on basic Kimavid Aleph. Next Ramban. V'hadak shinan, kivin shehigid, v'chazol magid, yesh lahakshos, in achinambi. The eno neman. You're not believed. Okay, so where does that lead us? If you don't believe, then what? The came in Sheziku, Mishale, Umay Kusha. What's behind the Ramban? What's the Gemara asking? That Eitzam Misham Vichelko is a case where he says Shekhar Adati. In fact, the Gemara, you can't retract. So you're for what? You shouldn't have to pay? What do you mean? In a Chinami, you're not believed. So Milo, Milo, what has happened? What has happened as a result? You have to pay. What do you have to pay? What do you have to pay? What does he mean to ask? What do you have to pay because of Gami? So what's behind the Gemara? That's the Ramban. So what's Shat Nikamar's question? Get going on. It says in a Gami issue. If it's not retractable, then you might say cost has Ella. Ramban explains Ella do mikri evzomim do haydusa kayamis. What he means is yeah, but it says evzomim shami chelka. We're talking about a chiyah mitzad why mitzad evzomim. That cannot be. If you do so, kayemis, it's not Zomim. So you know, you can't quote Zomim, you can't be chai because of Zomim. Now, this Rach is a whole shy what the Ramban means with the Rach. Read the words, I'm not going to leave it without comment right now. Because it does. The Rach Zau Kasav, we'll come back to the Rach in terms of how the Torah quotes the Rach. What the Ramban meant in the Rach is a big tumult. The Rach Zau Kasav, Omicha Yadu, okay, hi Gav Nelo Sagi, the En Mishalem. Okay. What does he mean to say? There would be gami, there wouldn't be gami. What is the losagi? This will do your own homework, okay? This rach, as quoted in the Ramban, you can sweat on this Ramban, this rach quoted in the Ramban. We'll get to a rach soon that's quoted in the tour, but what did the Ramban mean when he quoted the rach, and what is the losagi? If we had more time, we can try to delve into that. Leave that for the side, okay? But the whole flow of the Rabban sounds like he's not throwing a monkey wrench here with the Rach. He's going with a certain mahalach that he's going to continue with the next piece. So the flow of the Rabban's words does not sound like the Rach is denying what he just said, that there's no din garmi. But whatever he's quoting. Good. It shows how you read the words, a little saggy. Let's continue the next Rabban. V'hadam Rabbi Akiva. Now this is, again, very, very kedai in terms of what we're trying to sort out. V'hadam Rabbi Akiva. This Rabbi Akiva said, "E mishalman al piyatzman." Says Ramban, what's behind the Ramban here is "my nafkamina." Don't we always have in the backdrop the machayev of garmi? So what "e mishalman piyatzman" be meaning for the hodah on the chiyah zoma of kasha zom? What about garmi? Says Ramban, "Lo mashgachas lo." Would only be possible to explain this nafkamina, Rabbi Akiva, this halacha, ella b'she'ein omrim, ella. Huzamnu based in Ploni Avalohiadnu Edu Sheker. So he here is echoing what we saw the Ksara in the earlier Rabban, right? In other words, the Nafkamina of Rabbi Akiva's halacha Emisham Napiatzman is only relevant that they're not gonna have to pay, they'll be putter. Because the only thing to discuss now is the Khiv of Kashazama. But as far as Garmi, you won't have anything to talk about. Why? Because we're not saying that they're mode that they lied. Rather, what are they mode? They're mode that huzam. So the hodah was on a chi of knas, but they're not saying he had no eder shek. Nope. But and what happened as a result of the edus? What's the case that Rabban is discussing right now? What happened as a result of that edus? What did Beis Din do? What did Beis Din? He's saying, "Lo mashgachas lo ela b'she'en om eluzamnu avlo yadnu edo sheker." Why is he saying this? Because presumably there'd be a chiv of garmi otherwise. So the Ramban is saying, but we're talking about a case where you didn't say that we were in shaker, so it's not going to be garmi. So in other words, what happened here? They testified, and Beis Din paskind. that the guy owes money, and Beis Din did what? Beis Din was motzi mamon, and then they were found zolim. And the moda that they should have to pay based on that process of hazama. For the Ramban, that's correct. For the Ramban, that would be a basis for hazama, even after the person paid. And this would be not a garmi, because they weren't moda that they lied, but it would be a hodah on a chiv of hazama. And why is it called a knas? So we left that hanging before. Why is it called a knas? So Mai said that in this case there was actually a loss of money. And what was the teda of the Gemara? What was the teda? Why is it called knas? Shaharei what? Mamon? What was the teda? Mambi Adbaim Meshalman. Here it wasn't that. So he says something in this. The kasava, every word in the Ramban is golden here. The kasava of Yakiva, Machchechidsha Torah, Lishalim, Alpimazimin, Vehemina Elu Knasu. The Ramban takes here the knas component is the fact that the Torah gave credibility to the second Edim and therefore considers that to be the truth lies in where the second Edim is saying that gufa the knas. We said a little differently this, and we said that the knas is the fact that the Torah considers it to be ki'ilu there was a hezek. That's the way we touched it. This Ramban is saying a vort as follows, that it's even just the fact that we believe the second period, even in this case, there was already a tashlum that took place. But the very fact that we take the second period over the first period is what makes it a knas. So therefore, if there's a confession that there was a hazama, it's a confession to knas, because what are the moda that there's a chiyav hazama, which is a knas that we should believe the second period. But garmi wouldn't be. Why wouldn't it be garmi? According to this Ramban, why not? Because they're not saying we lied. Now, you have to know what changes in the inami. Now, inami, another possibility. Yeshu Omer. What does he say now? Inami Yeshu Omer. Da'afilu Rabbi Akiva. Im shilem al pihem. If the person actually paid, based on the testimony. The EF shall ask the mom of Bailov, and there's no way to get the money back. Because the hefset is fait accompli. You can't track the person down. So it comes out that the Edom, in fact, will go reim a hefset mamon. Vade mishalman bahazama, afilu api atzman. So Rabbi Akiva would not disagree that if they're moda, that what? That they found to be zomimin, in a case of asa, in a case where it's not efshe b'chazara, so the loss is for sure a loss, then with their hodah, that we have found zomimin, they would have to pay. So where is Rabbi Akiva's halacha relevant? So I want to understand, Rabbi Osai, what is this inami doing in trying to explain the nafkamina for Rabbi Akiva in a case where there was not an us, only a gemar din? Why? Why would it be? What if it would have been an us? Then it'd be a chiva garmi. So how does this inami disagree with the first pshat in the Rambam? First pshat the Ramban says that in the case of Asa, there wouldn't be a chiv garmi if they didn't say that we said sheker. They said, we stand by our word, but we'll find zomim. Does inami hold that in that case, there would also be a basis for garmi? It comes out of a fundamental machokas. You have to know what the depth of this machokas would be within the 2 days in the Ramban, whether a hodah on zama, on becoming zomin without acknowledging that we said sheker would be enough to mechayev for garmi. That would be a fantastic chiddush in terms of seeing 2 days in the Ramban on this point. Or does Ramban just want to like work out an afkamina? I don't know. I mean, what else could you say? What? I mean, the Ramban is, at the end of the day, the Ramban is saying two possibilities of where Rabbi Akiva's halacha of Emes Al Piyachman would be nogea, that they'd be putter as a result of the confession, and there's no garmit to speak about. The first shot would be, there's no garmit to speak about because they didn't say we said sheker, we just armoda that we were zomim, so there's no garmit. The second suggestion is, in a case where it was not a not an Asa. It was only a Gemadin. So from that perspective, I could hear two nafkaminas where Rabbi Kiva's halacha would be relevant that there'd be no other chiv. But the fact that Rabban is saying in terms of maskachas la, inami yeshuoma, he says, the way he presents the inami, that afil Rabbi Akiva im shireim vade mishalmin behazama, it's mashma to me that Rabban would be saying according to inami, that if you're moda, that you are zomim, that you found zomim, that's tantamount to a confession of Eidishek Ariadati. That would itself be grounds for Garmi. That's what seems to be an interesting diuk in the Lashon Ramban. But if I ask you the nafkamin at the end of the day, between Rabbi Akiva saying Yepata, I Garmi, you really can have two answers, the two points in the Ramban. Either it's nafkamina because it wasn't an Asa, it was just a Zalman, so there's no Garmi, like the second point in the Ramban, or where, according to the first Pshat in the Ramban, where they never acknowledged that they said Shek. Shail is, would there also be a machokis between the two points in the Ramban as far as whether you could mechuyah for garmi if you didn't actually say that you said Eishek, you just said that you found Zomim. That seems to be part of a machokis in the Ramban. Now, what he says at the end, Baharava Moshe Sfardi Zal, who's that? The Rambam, of course. Poter Bahem Api Shashil Mayadon Behodu. So what is he saying for the Rambam's mashma? That even if he paid and the moda, there's no chiyuv of garmi. So chayra, until now he's assuming that there is. That's why I say the rach that he quoted before doesn't sound like he was suddenly mentioning it before with the rach. He only said it in the Rambam. Why is this? Now the Ritva also discusses these issues too. I'll just tell you where it is. I'm not going to go through all the Ritva now because of the time. But if you look back in the Ritva, also, by earlier, by Teda, back in the earlier part of Rabbi Akiva, the Ibn Maskel, Mikol Malkom, when you're not psak. Hecha shechivu, mamun vishilim, kodim shehuzmu, v'akachuzmu, das rabban, shemishalman mishum dina degami. So he discusses the same inyan. And again, he discusses the issues of garmi versus Rabbi Akiva's case, and what emerges from everybody, though, the Ramban and the Ritva, is that you're not going to have both chiyuvim. You have the chiyuv inside Garmi, in cases where that's relevant, where there was a hefsed mamon, ayudeyim, and it's not reversible. Pashtus, that means when he's modeh, that it was sheker, but maybe the Ramban also has a tzad to say, even if he's not modeh formally, but that's also good enough. Or, again, the nafkamina would be if there was a gemar din without, of course, without sos mamon. But you don't have both together. The question is, why can't you have both together? So that's an issue that Rashash brings up in Bava Kama. He discusses a case. The Tosis talks about the chiv even by Asa because Efshe b'chazara, so he could reverse it. But he talks about what about a case where it's Neis Mashkachas, like he says. Nemlam is Meshkachas La, the Neis Bolo Niachach Rav Me'uma. So there's no way to get to retrieve it. But he says, that's not called, so what would be Kasha Asa over there? He says, it's not called Kasha Asa because Lo Ayada Neis. So there's a basis to Mechayev them in that case too. Even though Lemaisa, there'll be a loss of money that's not reversible. But there will be Chayev. No, ask the Rashash, v'ani mistapek, im ata iyefshe b'chazara, im chayavim beis tashulam, in echem nikashe zaman, beis mishum din degarmi. Now, what is he quoting here? The Isa b'ramah, simen aleph, siv dalet. What is he quoting from the Ramah? The Ramah mentions from the Mordechai, in simen aleph, in Hilchus, Choshim Hilchus Dayan, in siv dalet, the following, halacha, edim sheheidu edus sheker, v'huzmu. What's the case? Eidim she'idu sheker v'huzmu v'hotziu maman al pihem. The yefshel meheder. You can't reverse it. Donin osan u'mechayvin osan l'shalim. Mordechai b'ish perka chovel. Nope. So now ask the Rashash. L'chayra, you should have two reasons for them to have to pay. because you have the chiyuv mitzad kasha zaman, because it's still called kasha zaman, even though it's asa, but it's lo al yadam neis. So the fact that it was asa was not their doing. So therefore, the chiyuv kasha zaman is still present, and you have another cause to mechayev them, and that's gami like the psak of the Rama. So then it goes on a few lines later. It says, "Nirali the zet talia b'ha imdina de gami mamona o knasa." So it's a big shayla about gami. Is it a chiv mam or chiv knas? Ayin b'shach simin shenteva barucha. So is gami a chiv knas or is it a chiv mam? No. If we hold that a knas, then they have an eitz. The I amrina knasa lo shayach kan. Kevin shekfar mishalmin mikasha zama. In other words, there wouldn't be a knas, the chacham would not be a knas in a case where any were paying for kasha zama. So you're not going to pay for a garmi if you're paying for kasha zama, because the knas would not have been instituted. But that's his way out. Or both say, if you're not going to go that route, yeah.
Doesn't the Rabban hold it's a din?
Yes, correct. It's a big shayla, right? Rabban holds it's a din, not a knas. His only solution was, you're not going to pay twice because the knas was not said. If you're paying anyway. What if your garmi is a mamon? Correct. That's a big shayla. What is garmi? So, what then? What do you do with the Ramban's, with the Rashash's ha'ara? Why can't there be grounds by kesetzi bayasa? Again, we have these issues of garmi. We have the chiv kasha zaman. There can be nafkaminas where you can have one without the other. You can have garmi without the chiv kasha zaman. But what if they overlap? The Ramah here is talking with Bisman Azeh. We're not done in Dini Knossos. We're not done, let's say, the chiv of kasha zaman. Not done kasha zaman either. You don't have the business smuchim. What about? But you can mechayev misad garmi. That's what the Rama says here. But why can you mechayev for both? So, l'chora, there's a Rav Shmuel Zavsky makes this point. L'chora, in light of a yisod that we've been saying a lot. This Hosman, I think we have a mahalach. Why it can't be a chayiv twice? Garmi is a chiv of mazik. It's a type of mazik, whatever the gather is, but you gorim hezik. Adam a mazik, al yidei garmi, a day through a garmi. You're chayiv for being mazik. What is the halacha of kasha zama? Is it halacha, you have chayiv for zama? Your zama you have to pay? Or the mahalach of why you're chayiv for kasha zama is because the Torah considers this a hezek. That's why it's listed. We said many riyas to this idea. The fact that it's listed among the Avos Nezikin and the Braisa of Rav Chia and Daf Dalet and the Bava Kamma, it's listed among the Avos Nezikin. It's a hezek. What's the hezek? The fact that your edus caused a gemar din on this person, that he carries with him a sentence to be chayiv. That's called your mazikin. It's a certain level of hezek. The hezek is the form of the gemar din. It's not carried out. But it's ki'ilu. The Torah views that as if it would be carried out. But that's the nature of the hezek. Asa is another targ of hezek that actually was carried out. But it could be also learned from kasha zaman. If you hold that you chayiv even by asa, so it's another level that you chayiv for us as well. But it's all halacha you chayiv for the hezek, for the hezek that you caused through your aid. So obviously you're not going to pay twice for one hezek. For the same hezek, you're not paying twice. Why did Rashash struggle here? Because Rashash didn't understand this, that the idea of kasha zamam is that the gemara din is considered a hezek. No, whatever, yechayev zamam, okay, it's quarter of a nezikin, but the way we omagdir it, it's a halacha that it's quarter hezek, so it's the same hezek. I thought Shmuel Zavsky has a question, though. He wonders, so what would you say now in a case where Adam testified about somebody, about something, a person's mammon should be destroyed, and it was a gemar din. And the Maisa, they're selling Zelmanin, so they have to pay. Now they go ahead and they break it. The Mazik is the poem. So now what are you going to say? They shouldn't have to pay, because you don't pay twice for the same hezek. The first one was a virtual hezek. Now it's a real hezek. I mean, according to this, so he wants to mechag by gamit. It's the same edus. The same edus is mechayv mitzad virtual hezek and mitzad garmi. So then you're not going to pay a second time for that edus to be mazik. Are you day that edus here? First it was the hezek through the edus itself, the virtual hezek, and then there's a maisa mazik, a separate maisa. Maybe that's different. He wonders about this. What would you say according to this one? But that, I think, is the issue for the Rashash. Just to show you about what's tutzach over here with the garmi, it's really an unbelievable thing. The you know, are you chayv for garmi or not? The Rambam Hasparadi, the Rambam quotes, holds that there is no chiv. I mean, what did the Rambam say? We read the Rambam last time. We had difficulty in the Rambam because of the fact that he brings the other case also. We didn't answer it, but that's the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches. Chiv ha'eden hazomim l'shalim b'mokim shechayavim l'shalim k'nasu, like Rabbi Akiva. L'fikach e m'shalman al pi atzman. Ketzad. Read the Rambam again. Ketzad. Harei she'eidu v'nechkeru edusim v'beizdin v'akach amru shneim edus sheker yadnu v'engleze etu zekum. That's a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam brings the case of Rabbi Akiva, the yinachay pi atzman. The first case he brings is edus sheker yadnu. L'chayra for that, you don't need to come on to the din of Emisham because it's a knas. For that, you can simply say that what? That it's kivin shehigid, finished. But he's basing it on halacha that the chiyav is knas. Osh amru hayadnu al zeh bekach lekach vuhuzamnu. Emisham and alpian. And it goes on, but if they say hayadnu vuhuzamnu, v'nishayavnu itingo kach lekach, harim misham. So it's the way that the Ramban took the Rambam, it sounds like you putter, you're not paying. What happened to Garmi? And the Rambam holds that there's no chiv by Asa either. That's the Rambam Shita. Even by Malkus, he says there's no tour of Kasher Asa by Mamon. This is a problem. The Lachem Mishnah is Mayrech here on this issue. And that's what the Rambam is in Medayik. The Rambam is Medayik in the Rambam, that there's no chiv of Garmi either. Then they bring the tour. The tour in Siman Lamed Ches brings Rabbeinu Hananel. What does he say from Rabbeinu Hananel? The following, Siman Lamed Ches. Uma shemeschayvim hanizomin einon ela knas. That's why we can't paskin kasher zaman today, right? Because we don't have a based in smuchim to paskin. If we were to be mama, we could have kasher zaman chiyuvim today. But the reason why you have can't have based in a paskin is because you hold up Rabbi Akiva. But that's where the Ramah comes in. He says, but garmi, you could paskin. Masha mischayven hanizomin einon elo knas. L'fikach e mishalman al pi atzman. Shem amru hayadnu bebezin proni v'uzamnu einom chayavim. Aval im amru edus sheker hayadnu. If they say edus sheker hayadnu, kasa v'abeinu chananel lo miboyish im mishalman al piyatzman. Not only is it true that they don't pay based on what they said, el afigu ha'edus sheheidu nechona chashvin en rei umiskayemes. Big chiddush of Rabbeinu Hananel. What does he say? In Mama is sheker hayadnu. They agree that they're molded that they said it's sheker hayadnu, that they lied. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, lo mibayish em mishalmin al piyatzman. Of course, they're not paying based on their own. Ela fi leidus sheidu nechona chashvin alei miskayem. What is he saying? So the Beis Yosef comments on this part of the tour. The Yesh Lahakshos al Mashikasav Rabbeinu b'Shem Rabbeinu Hananel the Talmud Aruch Hu. Oh, that's the Beis Yosef's kasha. Like the Gemara. What does he have to? Lama Yadati, he says, Lama Kasar Bin Zabashim Bin Hananel, Hal Gemara Ruchahi. from first in the Gemara. Everything he's quoting behind is the Gemara. It says the Bach, when he's Phineas Daiti Nira, the Iker Chidusha de Rabbeinu Chananel, the Emeshaman al Piatzman. Why is there a Chidush? Because you could have thought that if they molded that they say you're Sheker, they should be Chayev. Why? For what should they be Chayev? For Kami. This is what a lot of the Nosikim want to learn Pshat Rabbi Chananel, that he means that you be chayiv because of Garmi. You're not chayiv because of Garmi. The question is, why not? Again, the Ramban is Medayta in the Rambam. So, the fun starts, right? Simen Lamed Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, this comes up now with the Nosikim in the Shulchan Aruch. We saw Simen Aleph, Simen Lamed Ches. So you have a long shach, the shach quotes the tour, and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Oh, so the Darkei Moshe, I thought it was the Bach, the Darkei Moshe is the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe responds to the Beis Yosef's kasha on the on what did the tour bring Rabbeinu Chananel. V'lo yadati ma kasha lo. The halo isa of the Gemara ela she edus harisha miskayemes. What does the Gemara say? That the first edus is kayem, kibin shehigid. And im shaman apiyatvim b'shim hazam knasu. That you don't see in the Gemara. That you're not Misham Pi Atzman when you're Modeh with Sheker. Kach Kostim Chananel V'Rash Cholik Azeh. The Rash Hod Misham Pi Atzman. Why? Shubas HaRash, Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes it, that there's a Chiv of Garmi. So the Rabbeinu Chananel would be saying, says the Darkei Moshe, that if you're Modeh, that you said it's Sheker, you're not Chai because of Garmi. That, the child is, why not? So that's where the Shach brings to Darkei Moshe, he has many kashas, how could it be? Why won't you be chay because of Garmi? Some want to say because it's whatever, there's all kinds of suggestions. Why would it be that you're not? He doesn't think that Rach even means that. There's a ksos here, there's a lot that we could speak out. But just to know that this is a big tumult about why, you know, why couldn't it be a chay of a Garmi? The ksos has his mahalach, gets into other inyanim of Kamud Ramine and so on. I want to end with a Bikida Eger that I left you with. Unless you want to leave that for Sunday and we'll do in Yana Diyama. Yeah, go ahead.
If you made the Eden Chayav or made Kashi Zolom, why wouldn't it be an issue making the Eden Chayav more than Beit Chayav? Like a tree farm? Like, if you also made that, you know, if they paid double the amount than Beit Chayav, so why would I do that? Why would we pay double?
So no, here we're asking to pay double because it's two different Machayavim. There's Machayav of Garmi and Machayav of Kashi Zolom. That was the Rosh Hashanah's point. In other words, you should be Chayav because of Garmi. There, the issue was the kashazamim can't exceed more than they intended to do. The kashazam means kashazam, not more than kashazam. You can't do worse to them than what they wanted to do to him. Here we're saying this two different mechayvim, and we're suggesting why you can't have two because it's all for the same issue. The kashazam is also for the hezek. It's called a knas. You have to know why it's called a knas. The Ramban we saw today, we found a new reason why it's called a knas. That which we believe the second pier is why it's called a knas. We said because the fact that the Torah considers it to be a hezek, it's a new clown why it's called a knas. It's kemashi hizik, like Rashi, that was a duke of the Rashi. What, we used that Rashi as a raya, that's a mazik. Kemashi hizik, it's exactly what they imposed. That's the psag din. Kiv Eger has the following suffix. An our Gemara. The end of the Gemara says, what's the case? That they said he adnu v'uzamnu v'beis imploni v'chuyavnu mamon, and that already is mamon. What would be the kip before that if they said he adnu v'uzamnu v'beis imploni, and it was not yechuyavnu mamon? That's called mode b'knas. Okay, Rashi learns he went to the second beis din. Interesting that the Tosfos Shans Derech Agav just he says that even in the same beis din it should have been good enough. They didn't yet. There was just a ma'isa hazamah. There wasn't yet he wasn't ma'amid in the din. The Rishonim, the Achronim take on for Rashi, their Beis Din knows already from the second aid, and that's not good enough. You can't be molded in front of that same Beis Din. I go to another Beis Din. B'Kiv Eger has the following suffix. Listen to this. The halacha is molded b'knas, v'akach bo eidim, we hold this also pater. So someone, a ganav is molded that he stole and he's chayv kefel, based on the Gneva. So the halacha is, he's pater, now he can mechayv and kefel now. But moreover, if two eidim come later and say that he stole, once he was molded on the Gneva, so he's pater, even though Edom came later, right? So what would be over here? Transfer to our situation. They come to Beis Din, to a second Beis Din, right? And they say, in the first Beis Din, we were found to be Zomimin. And now, based on that Mechayv. So now two more Edom are going to come to the second Beis Din and say, oh, they were found to be Zalman in the first Beis Din. What's the Din? Still put. But, says Rabbi Kivega, what about the following? Listen to the Sefik. They said to the second Beis Din, we testified in the first Beis Din. We were found to be Zalman. So now Beis Din hears that, Modi B'Knas. You're not Mechayv yet. Now come a second Pir of Edom to the second Beis Din. And they testify Imanu Hayisem on that first Edus of the first Beis Din. It's not that the Edom came on that which they were Modeh. A new Maisa Hazama takes place in the second Beis Din, Rabbosai. A new Maisa Hazama. The Hodah was that they were found Zomimin through a second Pir of Edom that they say came. But now, but they, in effect, they're saying that we said sheker, or we are found to be saying sheker. What's happening with the second hazama, a new pair of Edom Amad, it's establishing that they said sheker. But they were moda already that they were established to be saying sheker through a hazama of the first basin. What happens in the second basin subsequent to their hodah is a new hazama on that edus that they told us was established to be sheker through a hazama of that basin. Is that called Modi Beknas V'acha Kachbo Edim? That they be putter? Or would this be a new Mechayiv in the Hazama because it's a new Hazama? A new Mechayiv. Huh? Or, what's Mechayiv in Kash Hazama? The fact that there's Edus Sheker with a Tanai has to be through Hazama. So, what the Chayiv is, the Edus Sheker. We already have Odah that was Edus Sheker. The Tanai of Hazama, okay. What's the Mechayiv of Kash Hazama? The fact that they say Yishek Yadnu, or the fact that they say we are found to be Zomimin? What's the Mechayiv of the Knas? What's part of the Mechayiv? The fact that there was Hazama. The Hataru Ochiva Ela Bahazama. Im Ken Bikoach Edu Shekel Uchud Lekachiv Rak Begavna Da Hazama. Im Ken Yeshlomar, as you say, Eliyahu. Im Ken Afsha Omim the Huzamnu Lo Mahani Lemiftri Milisharim Al Hazama Shachakach. The Hacht Hazama Shul Lefaneinu Al Zeh Lo Hodu. The new Hazama in front of us now, they were not molded that Hazama. They were molded on a prior Hazama. The Enan Udonim Osa Hazama, Shehu Rak Al Hazama Sha'achshav. The Dafki says, but oh my God, Nafti. He says, I still Ubo Edim, Dimash, Ubo Edim, Dimash Omrim Ha Edim She Gonav, Ze Ba'atmo Kfar Hoda. He was molded on that which he said Gonav, so now the Edim say Gonav. No, too late. He's molded it. V'achinami, in Edim the Edim Shehuzmo Bebeist in Proni. If that's what the second pair of Edom say in the second Beis Din, then well, who's on it? Then the Anu Boim L'Chayv Al Hazama Dekvar Valzek Kvar Hoda. What was he Moda on? He was Moda on the Hazama of the previous Beis Din. For Edom are going to testify that Hazama, that won't count for anything because they already were Moda. Avu Hachashem Edom Ata Ha Edom Imanu Hayisem Hach Gufa Ein Bechal Hoda Aso. The Imanu Hayisem of the second Beis Din of the new Hazama, that wasn't Bechal Hoda. The after edus the imanu hayisim means haynu shesheker heidu, but what does imanu hayisim ultimately mean? What does it boil down to? Here's the other side of the equation. What does it mean imanu hayisim? When they say we were found zomim, what are they saying in effect? That we were established to be what? To be a sheker. What is happening now in this Beis Din? Another hazama that's once again coming to establish that they were the edus saying a sheker. But we were already moda that we were established to be edim shkarim. You hear the other side now. No, a little bit. We were ready. They already molded that we were established to be liars through Hazama. So now to have a new Hazama is weiter b'chal the hodah. The after edus siman ha'isem hanesh shek. So hachashem idim ata iman isem dar gufa im b'chal the asam. But he says no. The after edus siman ha'isem hanesh sheker he'idu b'zek far hodah. But no. But he says no. Pushing back the other way. Hamishum edus sheker lochiva torah mamon. It's not the Edus Sheker that's Mechayiv. What's Mechayiv? Kashizama money. the fact that there's mizimim here. That's part of the mechayiv. Ugabi azam azu lo mikri kfar hoda. So he's pushing back in the other direction. That's where he's noted here. The ano in mechayiv and also mikoch kabbalas edus hazama mikvar rak mikoch hazama shalach tzorach in ledina. He leaves it as an open question, but that's a very interesting Rabbi Kivega. No, the hadah was chal on the hazama, not on the fact that they were found zomin. So if you have a new hazama now in the second basin, that would be a basis to mechayiv, and that wouldn't be bechal to be mud biknas. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Shabbat Shuvah.